Blackstone Audiobooks presents Hume in 90 Minutes by Paul Strathern. Introduction. Before Hume, philosophers were often accused of being atheists. Hume was the first one who admitted it. Being judged an atheist was not an enviable accolade for philosophers or anyone else. Society had a way of dealing with such unorthodox thinkers, from ancient Greece, poison, to the Middle Ages, the Inquisition. Philosophers thus went to great lengths to convince everybody, and themselves, that they were not atheists. Hume's admission of theological bankruptcy was treated as a public scandal, but attempts to dissuade him were made with philosophical argument rather than the rack. This is as much for the tolerance of 18th-century British society as it does for Hume. Yet if he wished to remain consistent with his philosophy, Hume could have taken no other stance. Philosophy was a long time coming to this. Several philosophers of the ancient world, such as some Stoics and a few Cynics, were close to it, but Socrates was sentenced to death for not respecting the gods, and in ancient Rome it was often impossible not to believe in a god, especially when he was also the emperor. Thus, faith became essential, for those who wished to continue thinking just as much for those who wished to continue at all. Early in the Christian era, philosophy was swallowed whole by theology. Plato and Aristotle became the Holy Writ, and philosophy consisted largely of elaborations on such accepted texts. These were followed by elaborations on the elaborations, and much heroic work rendering these elaborations acceptable to Christian dogma. A sideline developed with the misuse of logic in trying to prove the existence of God. A certain amount of all this activity was extremely ingenious, and even creative.